From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. vetoes U.N. measure.
For decades, Israel has withstood wave after wave of bias in the U.N. and its agencies. The United States has often stood beside Israel. We did not on December 23rd, 2016. We will not make that mistake again.
The U.S. on Monday vetoed a draft U.N. resolution rejecting President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital after all 14 other Security Council members backed the measure. The lone veto cast by U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley highlighted Washington's isolation over President Trump's announcement that the U.S. embassy will be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, effectively ignoring Palestinian claims on the city. In the meantime, President Trump today is expected to deliver a speech on national security. Reuters quotes two senior U.S. officials as saying Mr. Trump will make clear that China is a competitor. With more, here's reporter Ryan Brooks.
Less than 2 months after his much-anticipated visit to China, Donald Trump is expected to label Beijing a competitor on Monday as the U.S. president rolls out a new national security strategy based on his America First policy. That's according to two senior U.S. officials who also say this speech shouldn't be seen as an attempt to contain China, but instead to offer a clear-cut look at the challenges it poses. Trump has praised his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping while demanding Beijing put more pressure on North Korea and change trade practices he says are unfavorable to the U.S. The officials say Monday's speech will see the president lay out his foreign policy priorities, such as building up the U.S. military, confronting Islamist militants, and realigning trade relationships to make the U.S. more competitive.
This is VOA News. At least six people were killed and more than 30 others wounded when a Taliban suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed vehicle late Monday near a security convoy in southern Afghanistan. Health officials say the bombing occurred in Lashkarga, that's the capital of the rest of Helmand province, hours after Islamic State terrorists assaulted an Afghan intelligence agency training facility in the capital of Kabul. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. International watchdog Human Rights Watch says it has discovered new destruction of Rohingya villages during October and November in northern Myanmar. The group identified 40 new villages with building destruction, increasing their previous estimate to a total of 354 Rohingya villages that have been partially or completely destroyed since August the 25th. More than 500,000 Rohingya have fled to neighboring Bangladesh to escape violence since that date. The UN Children's Fund is urging countries to do more to ensure the safety and well-being of tens of millions of children on the move. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva that UNICEF is issuing its appeal on International Migrants Day.
The UN Children's Fund reports some 50 million children worldwide are on the move. It says many young people are moving safely with their families who are voluntarily migrating in search of a better life. However, for millions of others, it says the move is neither voluntary nor safe. In this regard, UNICEF spokeswoman Sarah Crow says 2017 has been a pretty horrendous year.
We've seen some 400 children, estimated 400 children, who have drowned trying to make their way to Europe. We've seen children, unaccompanied children, crossing mountain passes in the winter. We've seen them stuck on islands.
She says thousands are abused, exploited, and enslaved during their perilous journeys. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
UNICEF reports an estimated 32,000 children who are currently in detention in Libya. Of those, 11,000 are unaccompanied. Near the end of his first year in office, President Trump could be on the verge of his first major legislative victory, an overhaul of America's tax code and a partial repeal of former President Obama's signature health care law. Congressional Republicans appear to have the votes. U.S. Senator from Texas, John Cornyn.
I'm confident we'll pass this bill probably on Tuesday. We were determined to get this job done.
Democrats argue the tax package is unfair and unwise. This is U.S. Senator from Maryland, Chris Van Hollen.
This is a total betrayal of President Trump's economic populist message on the campaign trail. It's a huge giveaway to big corporations.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.